Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
On the last Monday in May, the United States honors those of its citizens who laid down their lives in service to their country. This year, on May 27th, small American flags will sprout by the thousands on headstones and memorial plaques in cemeteries across the country, each marking the grave and honoring the sacrifice of a fallen hero. Every year as a nation, we undertake this rite of remembrance, for we must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy, said President Joe Biden. We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent. A mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a sister, a spouse, a friend, an American. From coast to coast, citizens will celebrate Memorial Day with parades that incorporate military personnel and members of veterans' organizations. Politicians will make speeches about courage, dedication, and sacrifice, and Americans everywhere will pause for a moment of silence, in prayer, or just a fond memory of the dead. Throughout the annals of history, our troops have fought for democracy and, if necessary, died for it, said President Biden. Today, their service and sacrifice, and that of their families, echo far beyond those silent stones out there. We see it in the strength of our NATO alliance, built from the bonds that we forever forged in the fires of two world wars. We see it in the troops still standing sentinel on the Korean Peninsula, preserving peace side by side with our allies. We see it at every base, every barrack, every vessel around the globe, where our military proudly serves and stands as a force for good in the world, President Biden said. On this day, we come together again to reflect, to remember, but above all to recommit to the future our fallen heroes fought for, that generations of service members who died for a future grounded in freedom, democracy, equality, tolerance, opportunity, and yes, justice.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.